Fortunately for Lincoln, spying on the South would be relatively easy. Both sides shared the same nationality, language, and culture. Lincoln would not be dropping operatives into a foreign land. A Union spy with little practice could master a Southern accent and learn local customs to blend in. The border now between North and South, stretching from the Virginia coast to Texas's border with the New Mexico Territory, was long and porous, easy for spies to slip through. A sizable population of Southerners opposed to secession could also be counted on to pass along intelligence and provide safe houses to hide Union agents. Geography and familiarity helped the Confederates as well. Van Loo and friends who thought like her notwithstanding, Richmond did not have as large a population of disloyal residents eager to be spies as Washington had. Although Confederate intelligence officers would soon find Washington's untrained and often uncontrollable civilian spies to be a mixed blessing. For the most part, Confederate commanders would be operating on their home turf in the South, which they would always know better than their Union invaders. Lincoln opened the discussion at the cabinet table. He had summoned the detective to Washington because he had for some time entertained the idea of organizing a Secret Service department of the government with the view of ascertaining the social, political, and patriotic status of the numerous suspected persons in and around the city. Pinkerton recalled the president saying. Lincoln asked the detective how he would organize such a service. As concisely as he could, Pinkerton outlined the operation he could put together with his men and women to spy on subversives in the capital. His experience running a detective agency that collected intelligence for railroads and other business clients, the fact that he knew Lincoln along with other Washington political figures, and that he had already carried out a successful covert operation to smuggle the president through Baltimore, made him a logical choice to head a government secret service. Lincoln thanked him for his time and said he would get back to him in a few days.